Parliament for 72 hours and who formed a vital alliance.
As BBC Television's Moscow correspondent in August 1991, I covered the defeat of the hardline communist coup against the reforms of Mikhail Gorbachev, the event that triggered the collapse of the Soviet Union.
It was one of rejoicing. A mass meeting outside the parliament was christened the Gathering of the Victors, marking the day when democracy triumphed over the forces of reaction.
I remember with absolute clarity my conviction that the arrest of the communist dinosaurs who'd mounted the coup and the dissolution of the Communist Party after 70 years in power meant that autocracy was dead in Russia, that centuries of repression would be thrown off and replaced with freedom and democracy. But I was wrong. For the next decade, Russia tried hard to turn itself into a Western-style market democracy, but slid instead into chaos, recession, and ethnic violence. The following years, from 2000 to today, have seen that process reversed. The country is stable and relatively prosperous now, but democracy and freedom again take second place to the demands of the state. The spectre of autocracy is again haunting Russia.
Martin Sixsmith reports on another eventful day in Moscow.
Virtually the whole of central Moscow has been closed down by this outpouring of national rejoicing.
Back in 1991, I should have known better. In the grip of Moscow's euphoria, I'd forgotten that in Russia, things change, only to remain the same. Attempts at reform, followed by a return to autocracy, unchecked power concentrated in the hands of an unaccountable authority, had happened so often in Russia's past that it was improbable that things would be different this time. It was one thing for me to be wrong, of course, but what was much more serious was that the leaders of Europe and America were wrong too. They sent clever economists to oversee Russia's transition to the market, rejoiced at the defeat of communism, and assumed the problem was solved. From now on, they declared, Russia would be like us. If only the West had thought more about the country's history, it could perhaps have avoided some of the terrible mistakes it was about to make. My aim in this radio series is to put the events I witnessed in 1991 into their proper historical context, to highlight the previous turning points in Russia's history when she could have gone either way, down the path of reform that might have made her a liberal democracy, or down the continuing path of autocracy, at times totalitarian, repressive, and dictatorial. I've not sought to make value judgments, but I wanted to know why one path was taken and the other not, to weigh up what would have been needed to send this mighty nation down a totally different route, and to judge how close she came to doing so. If we want to understand the processes at work in the last 20 years since the events of 1991, we should look back at 1,000 years of history, beginning with the very origins of the Russian state.